You're listening to Game On with Jackson Stewart.
Time takes a toll on everyone, they say. Time is merciless, it won't wait for us to change. Time, I am stressing out, I can't figure out what to say. Oh, time, just give us time.
Good people, sexy people, welcome back to another edition of Game On with Jackson Stewart. As always, I want to thank you guys for taking a moment to check out the show. Appreciate you guys being part of the Game On community, all you players out there. Before we go on with tonight's topic, I want to make sure you know that you can follow the show on social media. YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram are all at Game On with Jack. Facebook page is Game On with Jackson. And the blog is gameonwithjack.blog. That's blog. So, appreciate you guys, your feedback, your comments. Follow on social media. Lots of good things on each platform that are specific to that platform. So, check it out. Also, if there's a platform you'd like to see Game On have a presence, let me know. I mean, there are social media, guys. There's so many different locations and software and app, etc. And if you feel like one would be a great fit for the show, let me know. Follow me on any of those. Leave me a message. I would really appreciate it. Special shout out to Jay, who is got to be the number one fan, but listens to everything, follows everything. Jay, hope you are relatively warm up in Canada right now, even though I'm pretty sure you are not, because it's Canada. It's always cold. And a big shout out to my girl Jenna, who is the opening voice now for the show. Super sexy, both in person. I mean, you look at her, you talk to her, and then her voice is just drop dead alluring and amazing. So thank you, sweetheart. I appreciate having you part of the intro. Tonight's topic is big long pause there. Sorry, tonight's topic are the six things you need to know about AI. You guys have heard the term AI. You've heard about things like, DALL-E, ChatGPT, everything.ai, you know, just pretty much into Leonardo.ai, Night Cafe Studio. So, and then there's, you know, you get into specific artificial intelligence add-ons like for Adobe, for even Podbean now has one, and YouTube has played around with one. So we're talking about AI in a general sense. For those of you who have heard it and are like scratching your head and don't know if you should be terrified of it, don't know if you should be buying bottled water, all those good things, we're going to break it down a little bit tonight. But once again, check out Game On with Jack on social media. And, you know, this is the podcast where rookies enter and players leave. So without further ado, let's talk about some technology. And tonight we're talking about AI. So AI is everywhere these days, you know, from voice assistants on your phone to the algorithms that recommend the next binge-worthy show on Hulu, YouTube, etc. But what exactly is it and how will it impact our lives? Right. So let's kind of break that down and start off with a brief history. OK, if you grew up in the 80s at all, if you grew up in the 80s at all, you have a I'd say almost a primal reaction terror to the idea of artificial intelligence. Right. So we had Terminator. We had Chop Shop. We had all kind of other killer robot movies where something we made, we being mankind, got smart and became vengeful or angry or superior and decided to wipe us all out. And back in the 80s, I mean, the concept of a machine that could think for itself or that could think, period, goes back to the first incarnation of machines, right? So we're talking like John von Neumann in 1940s development of technology. And we're talking about those rooms that were filled with spools and memory banks and CPUs the size of tables, et cetera, et cetera. Now let's flash forward to, you know, the mid 20th century where, you know, things start getting pretty real. And so we got pioneering figures like Alan Turing, who laid the groundwork for today's AI by exploring the concept of machine intelligence. So yeah, we started out with real science, then science fiction got in there and had a blast with it and made us all terrified to microwave our coffee or you know, use the toaster. But now we're at the point where you're hearing about AI all the time. Some people think it's a great thing, some people think it's the beginning of the end. And that brings us to a term called the gray goo versus the green goo theory. So this is a theory about what's going to end mankind or what's going to be the great threat. Green goo is something that's natural. You know, global warming, ecological disaster, disease, etc. Gray goo is something that's scientifically created. Some people think it would be something like nanites, microscopic machines. Now some people think, well, hell, it is going to be AI. So let's jump out of the 40s, let's jump out of Alan Turing's time, and let's hit today, all right? Let's fast forward to the present. I can never say fast forward. I want to say flash forward. I don't know why. Let's fast forward to the present. See, I'm honest with you guys. I'm real. And AI research has exploded. Like, you cannot keep up with all the facets of how AI is being used and being exposed to us. Like, log on to any app and they're going to tell you, hey, congratulations, there's a new AI component you can download and add. So the rise of powerful computers and vast amounts of data, think big data, think every gigabyte, terabyte that you create just by searching, surfing, saving, okay, has fueled this growth. One recent example, and this is probably the most popular that you guys have all heard, is ChatGPT. And it's a large language model developed by OpenAI. And it can generate realistic and coherent text. It can translate languages. And it can even write different kinds of creative content. This is just a glimpse of the incredible capabilities that modern AI possesses. On the flip side of ChatGPT, you have WALL-E. And WALL-E is just a stunning piece of artistic AI technology. You could tell WALL-E to draw you a large-eyed cat with square feet, and it's going to do its damnedest to generate that image for you. Phenomenal. I mean, if people 100 years ago, or even 50 years ago, or 20 years ago, could see this technology now with AI, they'd be both stunned and terrified at the same time. And that's why we're talking about the top six things that you need to know about AI. Because you don't want to be out there just an ignorant guy. You don't want to be out there not knowing what's going on, hearing these terms and just shrugging like, oh, well, you know, it doesn't pertain to me. No, it does. And I don't mean that in a terrifying, like, oh, my God, they're going to come and get you. But with the idea of, you know, the best player is a well-rounded player, a man who knows a little bit about everything. And then he can then dive into something that really piques his interest. So you need to know about AI. You need to know how it's impacting you in your day-to-day life. You should know how it can benefit your business or your lifestyle. And you need to know some things about it so that you're just not ignorant, because there's going to come a day where AI is very prominent in what we do. Me personally, I don't fear AI, but I see, like any tool, it could be weaponized or it could be used for, you know, ill. One of the things that, or one of the areas where I see AI becoming heavily involved, you know, as we work around with self-driving cars and self-driving vehicles. You know, watch the movie The Minority Report, which is a great movie. It's not about minorities, but just the way that, and same with iRobot, traffic is controlled by an AI, by a machine. And both great sci-fi movies, by the way, iRobot and Minority Report. I could see where in the future traffic is managed by a machine. Now, there's pros and cons to that. You know, a machine would make sure that traffic was highly efficient and, you know, would be able to make sure people, there wouldn't be road rage if a machine is managing all the highways. Now, on the flip side of that, the con is you'd have a bunch of people who wouldn't know how to drive. Right. There'd be kids hopping in cars. And if there's a breakdown with that car and the machine can't control it, you're going to need a human driver. And also there's the possibility of, you know, what if the machine goes wrong? What if a virus hits? What if it doesn't get the proper software update? And you've got 15 car pileup in a matter of seconds. So there's pros and cons. But me personally, I see AI probably making huge leaps in terms of human transportation. So the first thing I want you to know about AI is that it isn't sentient, and that's not yet. So here's a common misconception that AI is some sentient entity, you know, ready to take over the world, and Skynet from Terminator, that's what everybody thinks. And it's just, you know, it's biding its time, waiting to like hack all the nuclear codes and threaten us and kick our asses. AI programs are incredibly complex algorithms that can learn and adapt, but they lack consciousness. They lack emotions. They are, you know, any computer from your laptop to your desktop to your smartwatch is basically a glorified calculator. It comes down to zeros and ones, math. AI is not that different. They don't have independent thought underneath what you are asking it to do. They can analyze, and they being the algorithms of AI, they can analyze data and monthly patterns. I'm sorry, analyze data, identify patterns. I don't know where I got monthly from. And they can even make decisions based on those patterns. You know, think like logic gates and or not, those kind of decisions. But they're not making decisions based off of emotions or awareness because AI does not have emotions or awareness yet. So don't panic. That's my takeaway on that point. AI is powerful as hell. It's a great tool, but it's still under our control for now. And like any, like it's a tool like your hammer or your saw or your car is not suddenly going to wake up and decide to do its own thing. So AI is still in that category. Second takeaway of things you should know about AI. It's already transforming our world. So if you look around you, especially on your phone or your computer, any of the browsers you go to, AI is already embedded in your daily life. From facial recognition on your phone to unlock it without having to use a PIN number or a fingerprint, to personalized recommendations on streaming services, AI is making things faster, easier, and more efficient. It's watching your activities, pulling metadata and key phrases and key terms from those activities and building profiles. It's analyzing patterns. It's becoming more efficient and giving us better recommendations on what it thinks we're going to like. Look at Amazon. Amazon's algorithm is ridiculous. And I love the thing that I log on to Amazon. It's like, Jackson, you want this, you want that. I'm like, shit, yes, I do. Thank you, Amazon algorithm that knows all things. So AI is revolutionary. Can't talk tonight. AI is revolutionizing industries like healthcare, finance, and manufacturing. So the takeaway, embrace the change. You know, you're not going to be able to run off in the woods and grow a beard and scream out against technology. AI can be a valuable asset, automating tasks and freeing up your time for things that matter most. Think of AI right now as a tool that lets you do things while using your humanity and your consciousness and your emotions for more important things. Number three, AI can be your wingman, not your replacement. So there's a fear that AI is going to take our jobs. whatever your job is, writer, journalist, engineer, assembly line worker, teacher, etc. Now, while automation is a reality, there's a good chance that AI will create new opportunities. So imagine AI as your wingman, handling repetitive tasks and allowing you to focus on your creativity and problem-solving skills, those uniquely human attributes that AI cannot replicate. So for whatever your job is, log on to ChatGPT and see if you can ask it a question that might otherwise take you time to research or do on your own. So for example, if you are a teacher, or yeah, let's take teacher, and you have to think about coming up with a unique project to incorporate Earth Day for the kids, log into ChatGPT and ask it. And I think ChatGPT, there's a free version and a paid version. Ask it real quick. Hey, ChatGPT, you know, give me 5 ideas to involve my 5th grade class in with Earth Day and Earth Day concepts, and just let it run. And you'd be surprised. It's going to give you an idea that you're going to go, oh, shit, that's good. And then use it. And some people wrestle with the idea that, well, this goes into my next point about ethical concerns. Some people feel like, well, if AI creates it, and I didn't really do it. Well, it's the general consensus right now, and this has also been debated by legal entities, that even though AI did the work, you still created the idea. So it's still yours. And that's kind of cool. So if you have AI create a great idea for your 5th grade class, or help you write a blog post, or help you with a speech, it's still yours. Now, is it tempting that you could get lazy as shit and never do any actual work and only have AI do it? Yeah, but you're not going to do that. Because once again, AI is a tool. It's not a replacement. 4th point to take away, the ethical concerns that we have about AI. So with this powerful technology comes powerful responsibility. Yes, I quoted Spider-Man, but it's very true. With great power comes great responsibility. We need to consider the ethical implications of AI. Issues like bias, the potential for misuse need to be addressed. Consider also the idea of, people not writing their own papers for school. It's kind of like plagiarism. You know, you're not doing the research. You're not coming up with the word and grammatical combinations. You're letting a machine do it. Now, some people might say, well, if I write a paper in Microsoft Word and have it do a spell check, isn't that the same thing? No, it's not. Also, maybe you want a report ran and you've got some sensitive topics in that report. If one of your coworkers or one of the people on your team that you supervise, throw this data into ChatGPT and run it, there's a security concern. There's an ethical concern. Also, on the flip side, with the ability to create images and to falsify voices, now we get into deep fake kind of technology. You know, I mean, there's a whole world for revenge porn that never existed. Yeah, I'm going to take somebody's image and create an AI-based, photo of them doing something sexually that they never did. So there are ethical concerns. Once again, AI is a tool. When we first invented a hammer, people were using it to build structures and shelter, and somebody went over and hit somebody in the head and killed them with it. We have to make sure that we're looking at the power of the tool of the AI. Because unlike a hammer, where you could just hurt one person at a time, AI could do devastating amounts of damage to multiple groups of people. So the takeaway, be informed, right? Stay aware of ethical debates surrounding AI. Be vocal about using it responsibly, especially at work. Especially, if you teach a class or are in a class. That way, nobody can say they didn't know any better. That way, people can be aware of the guidelines in using this new tool. Fifth thing I want you to know about AI is that AI is something you want to use for the win. It's a tool for the win. But how can you leverage it? The good stuff. How do you leverage the power of AI to upgrade your life? Well, you use AI-powered tools like ChatGPT, like DALL-E, like, hell, I'd even say Duolingo. The app has some degree of AI to it. Use these tools to learn new languages. Excuse me, manage your finances. Even get personalized workout plans. I've used ChatGPT. I've told it, hey, I want a new workout plan. I want to use, you know, a heavy weight. I want to do 5 times a week, blah, blah, whatever. And it's come up with ridiculously awesome workout plans. Now, while ChatGPT has its thing, from OpenAI, Google has Gemini, which they consider to be more up to date. Gemini is free. You just got to have a Google account. You can do the same thing with Gemini that you can do with ChatGPT. So don't be afraid of AI. Figure out how to use it for you. Once again, your car is a tool. How to use it for you? It gets your ass places. It takes you out on dates. It takes you to work. Takes you to the gym. Takes you to workout. Whatever it is. AI is just another tool. So what do I recommend? Get on ChatGPT. Get on Gemini. Play around with it. Learn from it. Ask it about itself. Google it. Read articles about it. I'm not saying you got to become some super AI expert, but don't be sitting in the dark only hearing it and then just shrugging and going, well, that's just what these kids are into. No, I guarantee you at least once a week, some news source is talking about AI. Take a second and watch the article, watch the reporter about it. Yeah, watch the report about it. Guys, I cannot talk tonight. I don't know what the hell is going on. So the takeaway from that fifth point is I want to implore you to get in the game. Explore how AI can enhance your personal and professional life and do it. If you're going to use it for work, well, then just, you know, let people know. Yeah, let people know that you are, you know, that you're utilizing AI. So you're not trying to hide something. You're not trying to get over on somebody or you know, claim some work. But you're letting people know, whether it be your business or your team or whatever it is, that you're incorporating new technology and maybe you can implore them also to try it and you guys can learn together as a whole. My last point of the six things you should know about AI is that the future of AI is here and it's only going to get more wild. So buckle up. The future of AI is exciting. It's unpredictable. We can expect AI to become even more sophisticated and it's going to blur the lines between human and machine intelligence. But it's awesome. Think about having a real honest-to-God AI companion with you throughout your day to schedule your meetings, to remember important events, to help you shop. I mean, you kind of have that on your phone. You kind of have that on your watch. But imagine something that's even better than that. And maybe not necessarily so hardware dependent, but maybe something that clips to your shirt and projects an image. Like, we don't know where this is all going, but we know it's going forward. What this ultimately means for us is that the future is a giant question mark and AI is wrapped up in that mystery. The worst thing to do, and this is a takeaway for the sixth point, is to avoid it, to fall by the wayside of it, to live in ignorance of it. Stay curious, right? Embrace the possibilities that AI presents and stay informed as technology continues to evolve. Go out, get you a 1-year subscription to Wired magazine or even Forbes. Forbes talks about AI all the time because Forbes recognizes that AI is going to be a huge component, because it already is, of business. So don't fall by the wayside. It's going to be there for your business, for your life, and for the future. So AI is a game changer, and it's here to stay, and you're a player. And by understanding its capabilities, and its limitations, we can navigate this future with confidence instead of fear. Remember, gents, AI is a tool, so use it wisely and stay ahead of the curve. Now, let me hear from you. You know, let me know, what are your thoughts on AI? What are you most excited about, or maybe even worried about? Drop those comments on YouTube, drop the comments on Podbean. Let me know what you guys think, drop it on Twitter. Let's keep this conversation going. I'm excited about AI, and I hope you guys are too. And hey, until next time, gents, players, rookies, and everybody else, keep it sexy and game on.